Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back the late, great Joe Cocker. I'm Jim Blasingame, Mad Dog Small Business Advocate. Not late yet. I'm still hanging around. I'm still vertical under my own steam. I'm glad you're here. It's 17 till. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And soon to be there will be the new book, The Third Ingredient, but right now it's on Amazon, so I hope you'll check that out. Sarah Heiner's our guest, our great friend, great Brain Trust member, president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, which is outstanding. It's so interesting. So many, how many different things? 30 or 40 different topics in one of these things?
Oh, no, probably 50.
Okay.
We were doing life hacks. Excuse me, I didn't count correctly.
Gosh, and so
there's so many, you just can't count it.
I know it. It's cool.
We got long, we got short, we got everything.
You do. You got little tidbits, and you got longer stuff. So check it out, folks. Bottom Line Personal.
Bottom Line Inc.com.
There it is. So check that out, folks.
Mm-hmm. And they can subscribe. They can read some of our stuff. They can see our new bloggers that we have.
Check out Sarah's blog, folks. You'll thank me later. So let's talk about taking care of your people. This ties into what you were saying as we went to the break when you were talking about the high unemployment, or the low unemployment, I should say, and looking after your people. Your complaint is the way people treat their employees once they get inside the building, right?
Well, it struck me recently. I guess my daughter changed jobs, and she's talking about right now they're in a company in transition, and she's sitting in the hallway, and they keep moving her cubes and stuff. And, you know, I always want people that my company is their home. They're going to spend 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day there.
You
and
want to be comfortable
there.
I want them to be comfortable.
I want them to have their space, right? But there's this trend to shrink their space, to take away the hominess and the my spaceness of their offices.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a stat for you. In the 1970s, offices had about 500 square feet allotted per person.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 151 square feet
wow.
per person.
It's like
so
the airlines,
we've got,
right?
We're all buying,
like the airline seats, right? They keep getting smaller.
Yeah, well, it's so funny. We're all buying cage-free eggs because we know that chickens are happier and healthier when they've got room to flap their wings. And yet we're not letting the people in our offices flap their wings.
Right.
We do this thing called benching, where they have, you know, 3 feet of a table where they're next to somebody. There's no ability to kind of have your space. It's noisy. It's distracting. It's absolutely inefficient.
Sounds like the kind of experiment like New Math. Remember New Math?
Yes, exactly. But, you know, to me, if you want back to keeping your employees, why would somebody want to stay in an environment where it's stressful all day long? It's stressful being at each other's elbows. Sure, there are some jobs, and people have been on trading floors and newsrooms where mm-hmm. inherently it's chaotic, and inherently mm-hmm. that's what the day is. But for people that have to think,
right.
people that have to, you know, have a little space, that it just doesn't work effectively.
And see this, and this is an increasing way for big companies to warehouse their people, so to speak. And there's
well,
even
you save a
there's
lot
even,
of money.
There are even worse examples of how all that comes together that Sarah talks about in her blog that she just even told you about. But Sarah, I want to come over now to about here on Main Street. There are 6 million jobs in America going wanting, good paying jobs, unfilled. 2 million of them are manufacturing because the employers can't find many small businesses can't find qualified people to fill those jobs. And so what that tells me is, and corporate America is part of this too, that tells me that if you've got a key person, if you've got a really sharp person, the corporate America is looking for that person, and they'll find them. They'll poach them from you. They'll offer them better benefits. They'll offer them more money. They might even offer them a bonus and a whole lot of fancy words to make them think they're going to be happy. Before somebody, your key people, gets poached, make sure you're loving them up and you're doing the opposite of what Sarah talks about in her book, in her blog post.
Right. No, you need to be sure that they are happy. You need to treat them with dignity and respect. You need to, you know, you hear all these horrible stories about work environments and hostile work environments that, you know, we always treat people well. We respect them. We give them, I give them pizza every so often. You know, you do, but you can't make them, you want to make them feel connected to the company and you want to make them feel valued. And especially if you've got employees, again, they're, you know, we had a terrible time. Some of the more popular categories of things, you know, tech programmers, right? How, there's so much demand for technology programmers or digital marketers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that you have a hard time hiring, in particular, you don't want to have to replace that person in some period of time. You need to do what you can to make them be comfortable and make
well,
them know that they're valuable.
And if you're about, and if you're, you know, maybe one thing you could do is I would show Sarah's blog to your key people and let them see some of the stuff that people are having to deal with and say, look, if anybody poaches you, ask them about these. If anybody calls
you
up
and says, ask them what the environment is.
Yeah, exactly.
Get to know what the environment is. It's so funny because people complain. They say, oh, no, these millennials, they jump all the time. Well, are they jumping because they like to jump, or are they jumping
right.
because you never made them feel at
well, let
home?
Let me tell you something.
Or you never trained them properly.
Let me tell you something. I've had millennials stay with me for 6 years before because we got a cool place to work.
And you train them. I think one of the biggest mistakes that companies are making is that they're not training these young people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not giving them, oddly, I don't think they're stimulating as much as they should. So these kids come out of school. They're used to operating at a very fast level. They have a lot of demand for themselves in college. And then they get out and they get stuck at a desk and they twiddle their thumbs.
And let's remind people of one thing. Regardless of all the avant-garde, new agey stuff that people are trying to push down our throats, we're still analog humans. No different than the analog humans were 100 or 200 years ago. We still require certain things. And that's not going
to
change.
Back to Maslow and those monkeys.
Hold on to that. Exactly. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Sarah Heiner. BottomLineInc.com. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Tintel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.